Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Game On Stage. She's...
That chick AJ.
Welcome to the podcast.
We are so loud today. I love it.
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's the thing.
What else you got?
Kevin, this is Angel.
Yeah.
She's a friend. Joshy is Joshers. Welcome. We are having a bonus episode for your listening and viewing pleasure.
Amen.
Church announcements. Tonight, the Bald Brothers is live. It is an amazing show.
One night only.
One night only, but you can watch that link whenever, wherever, forever. The links no longer disappear. You can watch them forever because me and Tony aren't worried about this material. Like we were with Keep Your Distance and stuff. People was using that material, so you watch the show, then it would go down. Bald Brothers, you can watch it tonight. You can watch it tomorrow. You can watch it next Wednesday. You can watch it 2 years from now. But you got to get the ticket in order to do that. KevOnStage.com, stage crew, discounts in the Patreon. Everybody else, link in the bio. Angel, what you got?
Check out my interviews on Blavity.com. Very good article. Ooh. Very, very good. Got another one coming out on XO Nicole. And check out my interview on Lip Service with Angela. And and that's what we're going to say. Oh, follow me on Snapchat. That chick Angel. That's my announcements. Thank y'all.
KWP said, Kev, is there a Patreon discount for in-person tickets? Yes, for the tour that is being planned right now. All the discount links will, yes, you get the discount. You get access first.
Come on,
you still got to go in there and get it first. But for the Flapper show, there's no discount. But for everything else, you either get the tickets discounted early for my show or you get early access. Live Nation, I have no control over the tickets. But for my own tour, I did set them, so y'all can go ahead.
Is the Bald Brother Live Nation?
No.
Oh,
I'm saying,
okay.
That's why I said if it's a Live Nation thing, you're gonna hand them people that money. All right, today's episode, we're talking Steve Harvey calls out Cat Williams without saying Cat Williams?
Question mark?
It's heavily implied, but he did not name names. We're talking on the Joe Budden podcast, Melissa Ford said, more women prefer Boris Cujo. And Joe Budden was like, nah, they prefer Steph.
Yeah, he's women like, I'm Steph. A woman. I can tell you.
We're also talking, Lil Duval was talking about pandering to everybody but the black male vote. We're going to get into that. Cam Newton strikes back at Dr. Cheyenne Bryant in his YouTube video titling. And if we have time, the astronauts that are stuck in space. So let's kick it off.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got another church announcement. Somebody just told me my episode of Black Love, the friendship version, just posted with me and my good girlfriend, my sis, Quinn Walters. So check out.
Oh, cute dove.
Friend of the pod.
All right. So this was sent to me on Patreon. Steve Harvey, and the caption says Steve Harvey responded to Cat Williams and said it's on site when he sees him. I didn't actually get that from this video.
No, I think they just were trying to insinuate.
Yeah, that there was a very clickbaity title.
Yeah.
But listen to what he actually said before they put us in a documentary.
Oh, we're going to be in there.
So nowhere did he say it's on site. Nowhere did he actually mention Cat Williams. But the perm part, heavy implication.
And short.
And short.
I was like, he's either talking about Kat or Marjorie. And I hopefully he is not talking about his wife, because that is ungodly.
You know, this... Go ahead.
Go ahead, guy.
No, I was just going to say, I've been watching a lot of Family Feud, and this sounds very out of character for Steve Harvey.
This is Steve after the cameras cut, and when he talked directly to the audience, he'd be saying different stuff. Mm-hmm. That was not, like I said, that's a very clickbaity title, but it was heavily implied.
I think so.
Yeah. Somebody said when Kat did that interview, which seems like years ago, but I believe it was January this year?
Yes, I can't believe it was this year.
It seems so long ago because we covered it on the tour.
Oh, my God. That was this year, too.
Yeah, Shannon Sharpe's interviews at the top of this year. I feel like that was within the first 2 weeks, the Kat Williams thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was going.
He came out the blocks.
And he had some stuff for Steve. Here's what I want to say. Everybody's too old.
I know I'm too old.
Everybody's too old. My middle finger has been throbbing. I didn't catch it on nothing. I didn't bang it on nothing.
You just woke up
in the middle of the night last night, and I said, what did I do to my finger?
Probably slept on it wrong.
Maybe I slept on it wrong. Inside my ankle bone got a twinge of pain in it.
I turned and looked at my husband. We went to bed, and his side of the bed is sitting up. So that already tells you something, because we got the beds that sit up. He said, I got indigestion.
Indigestion is for sure 50 plus.
Yes.
That's when you're pushing down. Like, got a little bit of indigestion. I knew I shouldn't have had that red sauce after 12.
He said, I got indigestion. This happened last night, too. I said, you ate them chicken sliders I made? He said, yeah. I said, that's probably what it was.
Angel.
That's just big marriage.
Angel.
Yeah.
And that's my point. Kat and Steve are older than us.
Yeah. That's how I know they too old.
You gonna throw a punch, your hip gonna dislocate. Your body's gonna fall out of the pocket.
Yes, he said, I still get my hip underneath it and it'll stay on the ground after
you,
that.
You gonna be hurt until Labor Day 2028.
They at that age where the other person don't have to hurt them. They will end up hurting themselves trying to fight.
Steve Harvey is 67. Angel?
See, close to my mama's age.
Kat 52. Now, Kat's still running fast.
But running and fighting are two.
he could turn that like into a chop. He can turn that into a chop. But Steve 67, you ain't got no business fighting.
Steve 67 to play golf. That is not
brother I'm and not smoke be cigar.
Fighting Jake.
Hey, I ain't no fighter. Mike Tyson shouldn't be fighting Jacob Paul. Let that boy run
that's
around.
That's still happening next month.
Yes, man. And Mike had the ulcer.
That still ain't happened yet.
Angel,
Mike got postponed because Mike got an injury.
He had an ulcer.
We talked about that on the tour.
Yes, Angel. It was supposed to be in July. Then Mike had that ulcer. He had that issue on the flight. Mike 58, by the way. And he's a former professional fighter. He shouldn't be fighting. So I know Steve is not a former professional fighter.
We are at, you'll be hearing from my attorney.
You fight the good legal fight.
Yes. And sometimes I'm too tired for that. Huh? What? You what? You know what? You got it.
You got it, man.
I don't even have the mental strength to fight you.
You got
physically,
it.
Physically, Steve. You know, I think anybody, but especially men, have a hard time being the dinosaur.
Yes.
Being you no longer the young and scrappy baby. You're going to have to set this one down. And this like when we were at your house and they went out there to throw footballs. It was a bunch of them. God bless you.
Thank you.
The kids did, but then Greg and Marcus went out there. Marcus turned his head and that was it. He was out already. All he did was turn his head.
He was out
head.
The rest. That's what sent him through the summer.
Yeah, he was like, nope. He said, I felt something pull in my neck. Like it's.
And Steve going to be fighting hard bottoms. You're going to be sliding, man.
Yeah.
Fighting Stacey Adams, man. No, brother.
He wear the nice brand shoes now, and they be even worse, made worse. They be thin. They cute.
Good leather.
But thin. Then you're going to feel everything. You running, you're going to feel all the cobblestone that you running over top of and trying to get away from folks.
Not the cobblestone.
I want to know what was the question that made him. This was an investment conference.
This was InvestFest, wasn't it?
What question was asked?
They were investing in the tea.
Yeah.
Got to invest in these hands and get a double-digit return.
Mm. He said, little punk ass. Look, you know, don't come off the wall to address somebody. And I'm like, so what? How is this going to help my business, though, right now? What was the question, Steve?
How's this going to help my business?
How's this going to help my business? So you talking about this is how I should feel about my kids? Because I don't have whatever you're talking about.
What was the question? That's one thing I don't like about the internet. Like, you can't find, he's like, what's the interest rate on CDs right now? Let me tell you what I'm interested in, raiding these hands.
Right.
Okay, I'm finna knock somebody out. And also, if you've been, August is what, the 8th calendar month. Mm-hmm. So if you went 7 calendar months of without addressing this publicly.
It comes out at an investment conference.
It's so weird because I thought his response was perfect when he wasn't responding and just living his life on a yacht with his wife.
And I'm telling you, I watch Family Feud almost every night with dinner, and he hasn't mentioned it on there once.
First of all, okay, exactly.
No, that's that Josh, 30 plus. You Josh got your program.
Old. Oh, it's a good time. It come on about 5:30, 6:30.
Is that when you have dinner?
Woo!
Oh, yeah, man.
That's why he don't get hot. That's how you avoid heartburn is eating that early.
Oh,
that's,
yeah, man.
I got dinner at 5:30?
So another 30 plus, man. Well,
the sun is shining bright.
5:30 to 6:30 is the window. But I noticed my stomach
that's
hurts.
Supper.
My stomach hurts in the morning if I eat late now. I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
That is also, listen, Josh is a friend of the people and ally, but I think that is what also separates him from us. I was wondering, because I be cooking late as hell, and I said, do black people cook early? Is it us that's cooking late? And I still, is Imara cooking or you cooking?
We bounce around, you know?
Damn, what you be cooking, Joshy?
Oh, man. I've been grilling a lot in the summer. A lot of fish, you know, a lot of chicken. We've been staying off the red meat, too, because that's kind of what set the... See,
yeah,
we set
the your body going to tell you what you eat. Oh, At this age...
It'd be I like, put that shit down.
If I ate a Popeye's wing right now, I wouldn't doodle till Thursday. Oh. Or I'd doodle within 5 seconds.
I was going to say, it's coming right out. The chicken is walking out of my ass.
But we order out a lot too, so I mean, 7:30. I don't like to eat past 7:30.
I ate dinner at 9 o'clock last night.
I'm talking about that is when I'm done. Kids coming.
9 o'clock. JoJo, I took JoJo to soccer. I walked my little 5 miles while he was doing his practice. Came home, took me a shower, and I had me some Thai food. I had me some curry chicken. Actually, I ordered a fried chicken fried rice. And then I ordered chicken curry. I just put the curry sauce on top of the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad to see a lot of people are eating late or because I just can't get the meal done. I mean, I've been doing good since school started, cooking early. That's because we got to get Amar in that damn bathtub. So.
Oh, time out. That baby's kindergarten picture.
Oh, man. Woo! I want to print talk it. About. It needs to be on the wall.
Angel, pure joy. And this is what I like about Amar. Much like Josiah, much like Micaiah. I'm going to keep that energy regardless of what you want out of this day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do what I want to do. 100%. And I don't care that this is important to you. It ain't important to me, and I don't want to do it. Yeah. Now, he gave you one smile, but it was about 9 swipes.
Oh, yeah. He was like, as soon as we hit the outside, and I was like, all right, we got to take the first day of school pictures. He said, it's too cold for me to smile.
He said that?
Yes, he looked at me and said, it's too cold for me to smile. And I said, can you pretend? And that was him pretending. That was him pretending, trying to smile.
Was it cold that day?
It wasn't as cold for him to act like the ass that he was being.
But he decided it was too cold for him.
It's been chilly in the morning, but California chilly morning, no more than 60.
Well, that's all he knows is California.
That's true.
So finally, I took probably like 15 pictures, and I was like, oh my God. And I said, would you like your sweater? And the sweater was inside the house. We'd already locked the house. He was like, yes. So I was like, Marcus, go get the sweater. He got the sweater. The sweater ain't even on all the way. And he's...
I told you I was too cold.
As Marcus said, nigga, your temperature has not even changed yet.
In my mind, it has.
You did what the hell I asked you to
and
do.
And we have a whole... Melissa, this was years ago. She had us in some seafoam and salmon, whole family. We went all the way down to the lights.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, with the carpet.
Yeah.
We hired a photographer, and Josiah decided it was too hot that day. Mind you, this was a great LA day. Wasn't even hot at all. But to him, he was like, the sun is shining. It's bright. Whole pictures. I'm going to put them on Patreon.
Just
ruined the whole, and never came around. At least Amar came around for one. And although the picture you with the smile is great. The ones without the smile.
That's why I said I'm posting these. I said, because you know what? This is what the people expect because you're an ass. You're an ass. And then as we go to school to say, he had a great day. He said, I said, how was your day? I said, how was your day? He said, it was good. I said, you like a teacher? He said, yeah. I said, you make any friends? He said, not yet. And I said, okay, that's fine. We drive him to school the second day. We get 7 minutes from the school. Mommy, I don't want to go to school every day. I said, but aren't you having a good time? Yeah, but I don't want to go to school every day. I said, well, if I don't take you to school, the police are going to come and get mommy. He said, but I don't want to go every day. I was like, I understand your logic. You're like, I know you think I enjoy this, and I do, but I don't need this enjoyment on a regular basis. Yeah. I'd be fine at the house. But truly, he's the type that makes up his mind about something, and it doesn't really matter what I think about it. He's like, this is my life. You just need to be happy you a part of this.
This is my life.
This is my life. It is not yours.
You brought me into this world, and that's what you did. But I'm not going to live your life for me.
This is
Varsity Blues. Have you seen Varsity Blues? I don't want your life. That's what that boy from Dawson's Creek said. All right, anyway. Moving on to Joe Budden, Melissa Ford, and the rest of the Joe Budden podcast gang. Just listen to this.
Morris Kojo and Steph Curry walk into the same room. Steph Curry is going to get flocked and flanked by a million groupie niggas. Men. Women are going to be able to get to Steph Curry because of all the men surrounding around him. Boris, on the other hand, it's going to be a wide berth for every woman who's like looking at him. And here's the difference between Steph Curry and Boris Kojo is Steph Curry. Yes, you're right. His whole image is wholesome. And that's the way he comes across. He doesn't come across with having an enormous amount of sex appeal. Boris Kojo, he can't help but come across as ridiculously sexy.
I don't know the black men that have gotten to $1 billion with sex appeal slider. The sex appeal slider.
I'm telling you, listen, money, you got you keep speaking.
I'm not talking about attractiveness to women.
But wait, time out. My consistent point is marketing. I'm only responding to what Mel is saying. If this guy wants to be worth $1 billion, and we're watching him, so we see what he's trying to do, then yeah, they're gonna want him to be as wholesome.
No, listen
then
to me.
Give me the person
here's the thing. We have so many examples of.
I identify as a.
We have examples of Boris Kojo and what we imagine him to be like in a relationship, wooing a woman and having sex. Why? Because he's an actor and he's portrayed roles in which he had to be all those things. Women are. This is where you get us, inside of our heads, in our imagination. And because we've already fantasized about Boris.
She's not. She's 60 years old.
You're bugging. She's cooking. You are
She's
bugging.
Not cooking.
You I are. Am cooking.
She's cooking.
I am cooking.
She's
I am.
Talking about her demo.
I know I'm not.
Our young girls don't have no idea what fucking movie Boris Kojo did. And you get
all somebody he's on the verge of a stroke.
Probably know who the fuck Boris Kojo is.
When he start yelling.
I'd be like, what you not
yeah,
gonna
what
do
you fuck
me?
You talking about? Halle Berry, you can't call a whole bunch of young niggas that know who Halle Berry is, but that don't
How
mean
do
that they wouldn't fuck that bitch.
Who Halle Berry is?
That's not, yo, 25-year-old niggas is not looking at Halle Berry how we looked at Halle
Berry. And Boris Kojo's younger than fucking Halle Berry.
Halle Berry is a way bigger star than
Boris. But they know who she
course,
is.
I'm just giving you an example.
That's all I'm saying.
Mel is saying this, and I think, let me try.
It doesn't even have to be.
Sam, they have sized Boris Kojo up sexually, mentally, in
and
a
here's
brain.
The thing,
nobody
here's
gives a fuck about Steph Curry shooting no three, running off a pick.
And hold on.
Ain't no girl getting wet off that.
And wait, and hold on.
Yo, that couldn't be more wrong.
And hold on. Let's
put Boris Kojo at his biggest in life. That's still a very small subgenre of fucking Jet magazine women
this?
That y'all are talking
how about. How about this?
What the fuck are these niggas talking about?
How about this? How about this?
Y'all talking about a very small part of the population.
Yo,
there's no way. Amen. I would look at first that all that yelling. Let me tell you, here's the thing would be.
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.